this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
Kids are yours.
Hey, let's run through the sprinklers.
Okay.
I think it's time for you two to do the dishes.
And then it's off to bed.
Can I have one of these candy bars?
Stop it. Fine. Get a candy bar. Just don't ask me for anything else.
Kids these days.
Okay, we don't have much time. Whit's coming for dinner at 7. Ed, did you get Marvin's school things?
Yep.
Marvin, did you get the toothpaste?
Yep. And look, the paste has 4 colors. That's gotta be a record.
Congratulations. Oh, where's Tamika?
She was looking at the dresses. Oh, cool, look!
What?
It's the entire first season of Zappazoids on DVD.
And?
It's on sale.
How much?
$39.99.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Mom, look at this dress. You're gonna love it.
That's nice.
It's a Laura Marconi.
How much?
$39.99.
I don't think so.
We've got to get it. It'll be perfect for the concert next month.
Now, hold on. Zappazoids is way more important than some silly old macaroni dress.
Macaroni?
Oh, we do need macaroni. Let's go over to the food section, guys.
You kids know we can't just go out buying you every DVD or dress you want. Money doesn't grow on trees.
Nice cliche, honey.
Thanks.
But, Dad, you get to buy stuff you want all the time.
Oh?
Such as?
Toothpaste.
And don't forget the new toilet plunger.
Toothpaste and a toilet plunger. Suddenly I feel like a very rich man.
Dad, I don't think you remember how tough it is to be a kid.
It hasn't been that long.
I mean, I'm just trying to survive on $10 a month allowance. I looked it up on the internet yesterday and I'm like, way below poverty level.
You kids don't know how easy you have it.
That's right. No bills, no budgets.
No worries, no stress.
No money.
I think adults have it made. You can buy whatever you want, whenever you want it.
Oh, really?
Yep.
You should know that your mother and I are very careful about how we spend our money.
That's right.
Every purchase has a purpose. That's our motto.
Absolutely.
Oh, grab some cheese doodles, Marvin.
The big bag.
Uh-huh.
You said you like banana cream pie, right?
Oh, it sounds wonderful.
All right, me too.
Not until you eat your broccoli.
Another reason to be an adult, to live a broccoli-free life.
Marvin.
Another reason. Sounds like I missed something.
Well, we've been talking about how easy it is to be a kid, especially when it comes to finances.
Oh, I see, yeah.
But how great it is to be an adult and have your own money.
Interesting discussion. In fact, I remember we had a talk like this back when my kids were around this age.
About money?
It was more about the roles of parents and kids.
What did you say to them?
Well, we did something rather unusual.
Tell us.
We switched roles.
You mean?
We let the kids play the role of the parents for 2 days, and my wife and I played the kids, just to give each other a taste of what it was really like.
Cool.
Yeah, we learned a lot, and we had some fun, too.
Ed, you don't think...
Why not?
Yes!
Well, if it'll help, I could serve as a referee, just to make sure everybody stays in their roles. It's up to you.
Sounds like a great learning experience. Elaine?
Well, I guess it couldn't hurt.
Yay!
All right.
Great. So, for the next 48 hours, you kids are the adults, and you parents are the kids.
This is awesome.
Ed, you can relax tomorrow. You've got the day off.
Really?
That's because Marvin is taking your place.
Cool. I've always wanted to work at Wits End.
And you need to be there by 6.
No problem. Wait, is that a.m.?
Uh-huh. We've got to get ready to open at 8, so I'll pick you up tomorrow at 5:45 a.m.
Okay. Well, thanks.
And just to make it interesting, I'll even pay you in advance for your 2 days' work.
Really?
Yeah. Now, here's $150.
$150?
Right.
Cool. I can get the Zepazoids DVD.
Hang on, half of that is mine.
Fine, take 50.
75.
75, still have enough for the DVD.
And I have enough money for the dress.
What about us, Whit?
Well, that's up to your parents.
Hey, wait a minute.
And I think it's time for you two to do the dishes.
And then it's off to bed.
Bed? It's 7:30.
Sorry, that's your bedtime.
Can't we play first?
Okay, but only for a few minutes.
Hey, let's run through the sprinklers.
Really? Right now?
Sure, come on.
Okay, but I'm not getting my hair wet.
Kids these days. Hello?
Marvin, I'm parked in front of your house. You're supposed to be ready to go at 5:45 so we can get to work by 6.
What? Work? 6? Oh! Oh, I was up late watching TV.
Well, it's time to go to work.
Okay. I'll be down in a few minutes. Bye.
Bye.
I'm supposed to be an adult, not an owl.
I'm hungry. What's for breakfast?
Yeah, my stomach's growling.
Eat some cereal.
There's no milk. Marvin spilled it this morning because he tried to eat his cereal in his sleep.
Well, eat something else then.
There is nothing else.
Aren't there some condiments or something in the fridge?
Condiments?
Ooh, can you make me an omelet?
I don't know how to cook.
Oh.
All right, get in the car. We'll eat out for breakfast.
Yay! Yeah, all right.
And right after breakfast, we're going to the store to pick up my dress.
Shotgun.
You kids are so spoiled.
So, Marvin, how's it going out here?
Good. What a cushy job.
Oh, really?
All I do is sit behind the counter and talk to people. And I get unlimited ice cream.
Unlimited?
Yeah. This is my third Sunday.
When did you eat 3 Sundays?
In between customers here and there.
Oh, your mom's gonna kill me. You know, just because you work here, Marvin, that doesn't mean you can have free rein over the ice cream. It still costs me money.
Oh, you mean Connie and Nick don't get free ice cream?
No. I'm sorry about this, Marvin, but I think you should pay for it.
No problem. Here, $4 should cover it. Keep the change.
Okay, but no more ice cream. I don't want you getting sick.
Are you saying this job doesn't have a health plan?
Not for the 2 days you're working here.
I may have to go on strike. Just kidding, Mr. Whitaker.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's definitely a nice dress.
Oh, I know. I can't wait for the concert now. Let's get to the checkout.
So what's for dinner tonight?
Dinner?
Yeah, the third meal of the day. What are you cooking us?
I told you I can't cook.
Oh. Are we going out to eat again?
Are you kidding? We can't afford that. With breakfast this morning and the dress, I only have $15 left.
So what are we having then?
We'll go over to the food section. I'll find something I don't have to cook.
This is dinner? Popsicles and pickles?
It's the family-sized jar. You can eat 2 pickles if you want.
Oh, the new issue of Golf Magazine is out. Can I get it?
No.
It just doesn't sound like much of a balanced meal.
Pickles are vegetables. Oh. And the popsicles come in grape and cherry.
Oh.
Those are fruits.
Batteries. I forgot we need some for the remote.
We can't afford it this time.
Hello, folks. Hey, everybody doing okay today?
Yeah, fine.
Can I have one of these candy bars?
Stop it. Fine. Get a candy bar. Just don't ask me for anything else.
You sure you're okay?
These kids are driving me crazy.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Here, this candy bar, too.
The king size? Put that back and get the smaller one.
Aww.
You can't turn your back on these kids for a minute.
Yeah, I know how that is.
Shoo-wee. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, it was a big day.
Well, I guess it's time to go home.
Oh, one thing before we go, Marvin. I'll need $5.
For what?
Well, you were late today. I have to dock your pay. Calculating the time you were late, commensurate with your pay, it works out to about $5.
Oh, man. Well, I still got $66 left.
I've got to step out for a moment, Marvin. I'll be right back.
Okay. Oh, Mr. Whitaker, can you take me to the store on the way home? I want to get the Zappazoids DVD.
Excuse me?
Mr. Whitaker?
Sorry, I am Ivan Reginald Schnuff from the tax service.
What are you doing?
I am here to collect revenue.
Revenue?
Taxes.
Oh, I see. You're playing a role.
That will be approximately $10.
Do I have to pay?
Oh, that's the rules.
Oh, the rules. Here you go. Still have enough for the DVD.
Oh, thank you. Have a very nice rest of the day.
Thanks.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Elmer Fudd works for the government?
Four.
Hey, watch out. You're messing up my watercolors.
Honey, I'm home.
Oh, stop it. The kids are yours. Mom, pick up this stuff. Oh. You're making a mess.
It did it.
Stop playing golf in the living room, Dad. You're gonna break something.
They're not real golf balls.
Go clean your rooms.
Oh, man. You always make us. Oh, not fair.
How's your day, Marvin?
Great. I got my DVD.
And I got my dress.
I'm gonna sit down and watch it. When's dinner?
Dinner? You expect me to serve you while you sit there and watch TV?
I'm tired. I've been working hard all day.
Oh, and I haven't? Did you see the pile of laundry this morning?
Hey, I didn't agree to be an adult so I could work all day. Oh, hi, Mr. Whitaker.
No. My name is Leonard Schnufflesworth, your landlord.
Huh? Mr. Whitaker?
Schnufflesworth.
Just play along. It's part of the rules.
Oh.
Quite right. And I do believe you owe rent today. I should like to collect it heretofore, herewith, and thenceforth, and so on, etc., etc.
How much?
A prorated sum of $10, if you please, payable with all due diligence.
Tamika?
I'm not paying it.
But I only have $16 left.
And I only have $5.
What did you do with all your money?
I had to feed your children.
What if we don't pay?
Oh, well, then I hereby serve you notice that I shall have to evict you and your family.
What's that mean?
Kick you out of the house.
Fine, here's 10.
Ah, very good. I hereby wish you both a very pleasant day.
Thanks. Ugh, rent.
Who could that be?
I don't know.
Mr. Schnufflesworth?
No.
Someone else?
Oui.
Oui, who?
I am Pierre Schnufflebleu. I have come to collect the insurance.
We need insurance?
Monsieur, I assure you, you need to insure you. That would be $10.
That's $5 each.
Okay, here you go.
You've taken my last dollar.
And I've only got one left.
Ah, well, spend it wisely, monsieur. Merci, s'il vous plaît. Au revoir.
Ugh, insurance.
Not again. Mr. Schnafflebleu?
Nein.
Nein?
That is German for nope. I am Wolfgang Schnuffen von Wegenberger with the power company.
Oh, boy.
And we have determined that you owe us $10.
Why?
To pay for electricity. Hey, this stuff doesn't grow on trees, you know.
I'm sorry, Mr. Schnuffen von Vino, whatever, but we only have $1 left.
Yeah, we can't pay you.
Ah, I understand. You have to do what you have to do, and we have to do what we have to do. Good evening.
Electricity.
Oh, no.
Ugh.
Girl Scout cookies.
No thanks.
Marvin, I can't believe you just closed the door on Mr. Whitaker.
That wasn't Mr. Whitaker. It was a big Girl Scout with a mustache.
That's even worse.
I'm sorry, but it's just he's taking all of our money.
You should say you're sorry.
Yeah, you're right. Mr. Whitaker. Oh, he's gone.
Well, at least there aren't any more bill collectors.
Yeah, I hope.
Kids, you can come down now. We're eating.
Good, I'm hungry. What are we having for dinner?
It's right there on the table.
Pickles? That's it?
Don't start with me, Marvin. This is what we're having.
Okay, okay.
Do we have to eat pickles?
Yes.
I don't even like pickles.
You'll eat and be grateful for what you get.
Oh, hey, there's a buy one, get one free sale at the Burger Barn.
Just eat the pickle.
This is not really a dinner.
This doesn't even qualify as a snack.
Would you guys stop complaining?
You kids don't even realize how hard it is to get a pickle on the table.
Do you think money grows on trees?
Excuse me. I'm going to eat my dinner in front of the TV so I can watch my DVD.
Dinner is supposed to be family time.
Not tonight. Now, where did I put that DVD? Whoa! What happened to the lights?
The power's out.
I'll bet the power company turned off the electricity.
Why would they do that?
Oh, we didn't pay the bill.
How come?
We didn't have enough money.
Oh, man, I can't even watch my DVD now.
Would you calm down about your Zappazoids?
You just need to take back your dress so we can get the power on.
You take back the DVD.
Why should I?
Because you don't need it.
Oh, and you really need that dress?
Yes, I do.
You've got 100 things in your closet to wear. Why do you need a dress?
You've seen every episode of Zappazoids ever produced. Why do you need the DVD?
You need that dress more than you need lights and food?
No, I guess I don't.
Good. Take it back.
Marvin, I think Tamika is trying to make a point.
What point?
I get it.
You get what?
They wanted us to learn how hard it is to manage money, and that there are a lot of things they have to spend money on that we don't even realize. It's all true. They made their point.
Well, I'm glad you learned something.
But I'm thinking you need to show us just how much you've learned.
How?
I think you should take back the dress and the DVD.
That's right, because we can't afford to get you everything you want. We have enough trouble providing everything you need.
You guys knew this would happen, didn't you?
We had some idea.
All right, I'll take back the dress.
Glad I didn't open the wrapper to the DVD yet.
So, do you think maybe we could go back to being kids, even though we still have a day left?
You both want to be kids again?
Yes.
Definitely.
And I wouldn't mind being an adult again.
I'm with you there.
So we can quit the role-playing now, right?
Yep. In fact, we kind of figured you might say something like that. Hey, Whit! You can turn the lights back on now.
Oh, they're back on!
So, looks like everything's back to normal. Uh-oh.
I'll get it.
Relax, Marvin. You don't have to worry about bill collectors anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if it isn't Mr.
Whitaker is the name.
So, which role are you playing now?
Well, how about the pizza delivery guy?
Yes!
That's a good guy to play!
Here's the peanut butter, Mom.
Thanks.
Do we need detergent?
No, we got some the other day. I think we're ready to check out.
I must say, I'm impressed.
With what?
Our children. We went on an entire shopping trip and no one asked for anything.
I noticed that too. And here we are in the checkout line with all this candy and gum and nail clippers, and no one is saying a word.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need any candy or gum.
We might need nail clippers.
We could just use scissors.
Wow.
That's my kind of thinking.
You know, next time we switch roles, you guys have to go to school.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, school was great. I would love that.
I would, too.
Hello there, folks.
Hello, Mr. Jenkins.
Howdy.
So I was thinking about it, and I don't think you're crazy at all. I think it's great that your kids handle the finances.
They don't. We were just doing an experiment.
Oh, good, because I thought you were all crazy.
No, we're not crazy at all.
Oh, nope, good. Very normal.
Wait a minute. You guys want to rent a movie for tonight?
Yeah. Now, Dad, you have to get up really early for school tomorrow.
And, Mom, you have a big test tomorrow on spelling.
Oh, all right.
You never let us have any fun.
I suppose parenting has changed a bit since my day.
Yes, it has.
Okay, you may not get the chance to switch roles with your parents, right? But you can learn something important about money that will help you for the rest of your life. Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, that when you're faithful with a little, you'll be given much. So, if you only get a little bit of allowance, or you only make a small amount of money doing a job, make sure you do good things with it. Give at least 10% to your church as a tithe, and ask God to give you wisdom on how to use the rest, and God will bless you for it. Oh boy, that sounded like a fun experiment, don't you think? In fact, they were having so much fun, I don't think they're quite done switching places.
So what'll it be, Mr. Whitaker?
Oh, I'll have a vanilla ice cream cone.
Coming right up.
Oh, thanks. Marvin, I have a problem.
What's wrong?
I'm just having a hard time figuring out what's going to be my special next week.
Uh-huh.
I've had several kids come by and ask me to bring back the Tutti Frutti Tornado Twist Sunday, but I really wanted to try something new, something with peaches.
Ah, peaches, of course.
You know, I have all of these peaches in the back room because someone messed up an order, and I have to do something with them. What should I do, Marvin?
Well, Mr. Whitaker.
Yes?
In times like this, I always like to quote the Bible.
Oh.
As it says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life."
Okay. But, I'm not sure what that has to do with peaches.
Nothing. It's the first verse that I thought of.
Oh.
This switch isn't working very well, is it?
No.
You want to come back behind the counter?
Yeah, I think that would be best.
Maybe Marvin should just concentrate on being the kid for a while. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Switch was written by John Pornoff and directed by Marshall Younger. Our sound designer was Jonathan Crow, with production assistance from Nathan Jones. Our vocal talent included Mark Christopher Lawrence, J. Karen Thomas, Kendra Berry, and Courtney Brown, with Paul Herlinger as Wit. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.